Part 2, starting now. In the retail trade especially, there has been a tendency of recent years to boost sales by offering special inducements to the consuming public in the form of special sale time reductions in prices, by awarding free gifts, by organizing competitions, and so on. This form of publicity has in its favor the fact that it is attractive to the public because the consumer is given part at least of the benefit instead of the whole cost of the publicity going into the hands of the press and other agents. The consumer takes a share. The offer of special price terms to attract attention is especially predominant in seasonal trades where during slack periods goods are offered at prices little above cost price with the avowed object of keeping the works going. The distribution of free samples is another form of publicity which is used chiefly in the retail trade. This method has the advantage of appealing to the public who are given a free chance of testing goods before they buy them. With this form of publicity, however, more than any other, it must be remembered that a bad advertisement is worse than none at all. The offer of free gifts in return for coupons has assumed such large proportions in recent years as to have led to the setting up of a committee by the Board of Trade to consider whether it was desirable that steps should be taken to curb the practice. The committee was set up as a result mainly of the complaints made by retailers that they were suffering from the distribution of free gifts which would otherwise have been bought from them. The committee's report, however, indicated that the complaints of the retailers were grossly exaggerated, since the volume of trade affected was almost negligible, and since many of the goods distributed would not have been purchased in the absence of a gift scheme. In favor of coupon trading, it may be said that it is a form of advertising from which the consumer derives at least some benefit. He receives goods whose retail value is, indeed, greater than their cost to the advertiser. End of part 2.